Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes. They took some money out of my account. Something about a sweepstakes Akita. What the heck? I don't even know what that's about. And I want that money back, you know, to my account. I don't even know. I don't do no sweepstakes.
All right. Let me get the account pulled up for you. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E. Last name is Shula, S-H-U-L-L-A.
All right, and who is Mark?
That's my husband.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
4801 Lansdowne, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78411.
Okay. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled. Looks like here it's showing that, well, I'm assuming your husband, since it's in his name, took a survey to win a Makita, which that's a mechanical drilling machine, through a sweepstakes entry. Have you spoke with your husband?
No, he wouldn't do something like that and put 49 something in the, you know.
Did you ask him that?
Yes.
Oh, and he said he didn't do it.
What is a drilling?
Just a mechanical device, like a drilling machine.
It's a drilling machine, and how much is that? And so I can ask him.
There's no charge for that. It's an entry to win it. The charge is for. Yeah, it's an entry to win that device, but what you're actually being billed for is a meal planning app subscription, and it's $49.97 that comes along with that whenever you sign up. Most people just don't read that part whenever they're in the entry to win it.
Oh, okay. Well, we want to cancel that. There is no way we're going to, and I want that $49 back. That's fraud then, if nobody read that. Because I don't, you know, like I said, that he would not do that.
I mean, it's fine if you're saying that he didn't do it. I mean, we're going to take your word for it if you want to file it under fraud.
And what's going to happen with that? Because, that you know, this is bull crap.
I mean, like I said, if you're saying that your husband didn't do it, we're just going to file it under fraud. But if we go back and investigate and see that it matches, we do have authorization to reverse the phone. So that's why I'm asking.
Okay. How do I get your number? Let me call him up and tell him to call you. What's your number, direct number for the fraud?
It's the same number that you're calling now.
Okay, so it's a 1-877-850-7188.
Yes, ma'am. Just
and then we ask for fraud or what?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me call him. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.